friends, Stephanie here from The Realty Deal. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast for all my homeowners out there. I'm going to talk about three ways how you can use your equity. Because if you do own a home that, you know, your equity has probably grown quite significantly over the past couple years during COVID, home prices skyrocketed and you made your monthly mortgage payment. So home equity, as you guys know, it does build over time, right? And of course, this can help you and your family achieve certain goals. There was this equity insights report from CoreLogic. CoreLogic is the company who manages our MLS system. And they said that the average borrower with a home loan has about $300,000 in equity right now. So let's say that you, for example, owe $700,000 on your house and it's worth $1 million. That means that you have $300,000 of equity. So you might be weighing your options right now, especially in the face of inflation. There's talks about a recession, but it's more like a reversion to normaler markets. It is important to understand your options and how you can leverage them. And your home equity is one of the, you know, really good tools of homeownership, I think. So let's just talk about a few ways that you can use it. So the first one is to buy a home that fits your needs. So for example, if you don't like have the space that you need, then it might be time to move into a larger home. Or perhaps you've realized you had too much space, it's too much maintenance, too much cleaning, whatever, and you need something smaller. So no matter what the situation is, you can consider to use your equity just for a power move, right? Move into a home that fits your changing lifestyle. It's so liberating to make that choice to live a better lifestyle. So the other thing that you can do is if you want to upgrade your house, you can put your equity towards a down payment of the home of your dreams, right? Same thing if you're planning on downsizing, you could be surprised that most of your equity can cover like some, if not all, of the cost of your next home. So I can definitely help you figure out how much equity you have and how you can use it towards the purchase of your next home, whether it's up or down. And by the way, there are some people who I've talked to in the past who, whenever I try peel the onion and ask them why they're moving and everything, sometimes they're moving sideways, right? Sometimes there's just no point in moving. So that's a conversation that we should have as well. But, you know, for your lifestyle, let's say that you want to buy a house that's the exact same size as the one like that you already own. That might not make a lot of sense to people, but maybe you just want a different location, right? So your reason to move, your motivation is the most important thing. And that's how I'm here to help. So let's talk about the second thing. That's reinvesting in your current house. Apparently like 40% of homeowners would invest in home improvement projects if they chose to access their equity. So that's definitely a great option if you want to change some things up about your living space and you're not ready to make a move quite yet, right? I don't know who's been through home renos, probably a lot of you. And these home improvement projects really allow you to customize your home. You know, you can suit your needs, your sense of style as well, which is just a general amazing thing about being a homeowner, that you can customize your house however you like, however it works for you. Now, remember to think ahead with any updates you might make, because some renovations are going to add more value to your home and be more appealing to future buyers than others, right? So there was also this report by NAR, the National Association of Realtors. I did do a previous podcast on it, so definitely check back to see what the best ROI, return on investment, is for home renos. But NAR, this report showed that refinishing or replacing wood flooring does have a high cost recovery. So this is where you guys are going to lean on me. If you are thinking about maybe not selling now, but selling in a few years, but you want to enjoy your renovation for a little bit before you make a move, talk to me. I want to give you the best advice on which projects you should invest in to just get the best return on your investment when you sell, right? So yeah, if you're thinking about renovating, I can also put you in touch with local tradespeople and businessmen. So please reach out if you need anything from a handyman to building a brand new house. So the third thing I'm going to talk about is pursuing your own goals. This can be fun, right? In addition to making a move or updating your house, home equity can also help you achieve the life goals that you've dreamed of, right? So this could mean investing in like a new business venture, even retiring or downsizing, or funding an education for yourself or a family member. So you should not be using your equity for unnecessary spending, right? But leveraging it to start a business or putting it towards education costs, that can definitely help you achieve, you know, other lifelong goals. And that's a really powerful, again, tool that your home can help you with, creating your kind of dream lifestyle, right? So the bottom line is equity is a game changer, right? If you're not sure about how much equity you have, talk to me and we can start planning your next move or staying in your house and reinvesting in it. So just to kind of go over that, the top three ways that people are using their equity are buying a house that fits their needs, upsizing or downsizing, or reinvesting in their current home with home renovations, or pursuing personal goals. So let me know if you guys are interested in how much equity you have, if you're thinking about making a move this year in 2023, and ask me anything about real estate. I'm always happy to help. So thank you so much for sharing this podcast and putting me in touch with anybody who you know who's thinking about buying or selling or updating their home. So thank you for thinking of me when you think of real estate, and have an awesome day, guys.